Hi, I'm Marie.
And I'm Emily.
And we're registered dietitians who love to look at the research when it comes to all things diets and supplements.
With years of working with professional and collegiate athletes, we've seen it all, and we're here to set the record straight.
On this podcast, we break down popular diets and supplements to let you know what's legit
and what's BS.
To Arties versus BS podcast. Today we are going to be talking about the blood type diet, which I am so excited to be getting into. If you listened to our last episode, you know that Emily took over the whole last episode. She did all the research. I was just along for the ride. And then today I'm going to be talking about this diet. Emily has not looked into my notes. She has not looked into this yet, other than what she just, you know, already knows about this diet. So she will be reacting. And I am so excited because I kind of already knew that this diet was, you know, a little bit, what's the word I'm looking for?
Kooky.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, not a whole lot of research behind it, but
that's
man, oh man. Man, oh man. I am excited to get into what the founder of this diet considers research and evidence. So very excited to get into that. Before we get into everything, as always, if you like our podcast, please be sure to subscribe, leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or a 5-star rating on Spotify. And as always, please send us any topic suggestions by DMing us on our Instagram at @Arties_VS_BS_pod. Or our contact page from our website, artiesversusbs.com. All right, Emily, I will let you take it away with shit you saw at the grocery store.
Great. So, have to admit, I didn't see this at the grocery store, but I know it's in grocery stores because so many people have been asking me about this supplement called Calm. Have you heard of it?
I have not.
Yeah. So two of my good friends brought it up to me in a week's time. So it got me curious, like, what is this stuff? And basically what it is this powder, you mix it in water, it makes a drink, and it's supposed to help like de-stress you, help you feel calm, help you sleep. I'm immediately just thinking, oh, you know, it's probably like valerian root and, you know, things, melatonin, like things you normally see in a sleep supplement. And I thought that it would kind of maybe be a mix of these, but it's literally just magnesium. And my friend told me, she's like, yeah, I think it's just magnesium. I'm like, there's no way they're selling just magnesium powder and that it's this popular. But I looked it up and that's literally all it is. But their twist is that it's magnesium carbonate, so it turns your water into like a fizzy water, and they flavor it with like lemon and raspberry, and there's stevia, so it's sweet. So it's like all built into this whole like pre-bed routine where you'll make your little drink with this magnesium stuff. And there is a lot of research on magnesium and, you know, it helping people just be calm and helping with sleep. My whole thing with this supplement is the only thing in it that is doing anything is the magnesium. So instead of, you know, buying this branded, it's called Natural Vitality Calm, just get a cheaper magnesium supplement, right? And the one thing I will say is the magnesium in this supplement, this Calm supplement, it contains magnesium citrate, which is better absorbed than magnesium oxide. So it, like, look for that. If you're at the store and you really, you know, you want magnesium, I'd probably encourage paying less for just a magnesium citrate supplement instead of getting this like branded one that seems to be really popular, but it's costs a little bit more. As you all know from listening to this podcast, we love marketing. So they're just crushing it. And I was talking to Seb about this too, about this supplement. And he said, we need to figure this out. Like, we need to figure out one thing, like one vitamin or mineral that we can put into a supplement and just market it super well, because that's, I mean, people just crush it with that. It's wild. But yeah, if anyone who listened, any listeners, if you've tried it, let us know what you think. All right. So tell us about this blood type diet. And like Marie said, I know nothing. I'm going in blind. So this is all new for me as well.
Oh man. I was like laughing out loud at certain parts, especially like going through his website. I was like, oh my God. Okay, I guess I should backtrack. I was like, what are you talking about? Who's he? Okay, so the blood type diet is based on a book that was called Eat Right for Your Type. And four is the number four. Eat Right for Your Type. It was by a naturopathic physician, Dr. Peter... I'm going to say this wrong every time. It's Dadamo. Peter D'Amato. Dude, it's D apostrophe A-D-A-M-O. I want to say D'Amato. D'Adamo. That's probably right.
Whatever you say, go with it. All good.
My brain keeps wanting to say D'Amato, and I know that's not right. But yeah, I'm going to say D'Adamo. We'll call him Dr. D. We're going to
perfect Dr. D.
Because I'm just going to keep butchering that name. But anyway, so he wrote this book in 1996. It was a super successful book. It was on the New York Times bestseller. It sold millions of copies. So yeah, we love when a pseudoscientific diet book is just this wildly popular, right? Doesn't cause any issues in society whatsoever. So basically his whole thesis of this book is that what you should be eating and your optimal diet is based off of what your blood type is. Really quickly, for those who are not familiar, or maybe you blood typed yourself in like sixth grade and have since forgotten what the types are. In terms of letters, there are four different blood types. There's type A, type B, type AB, and type O. Now, within those, there's two variations. So you can be A positive, A negative, B positive, B negative, etc. But he does not differentiate. It's whether or not you are positive or negative on either of those letters. It is just based off of the letter that you are. Do you know your blood type, Emily?
I am A positive. Because okay. I always remember it because it's like A plus.
Oh, good for you.
Thank you. I have nothing to do with my blood type, but it's A positive.
I actually don't know mine. And it was funny because we found these blood typing kits, the ones that you do like literally in fourth grade or whatever.
Oh.
I found some of those, but they were expired. I was like, oh, I'm just like curious. I haven't tested my blood type since whenever you do it in science class.
Uh-huh.
And it came back that I was O negative, like whatever the universal donor is. But I don't remember that being true. Like, I feel like I would have remembered that.
Yeah.
And then I texted my mom and I said, Mom, do you remember my blood type? And she was like, I have no idea what it is. And I was like, cool. I'm really glad you're my emergency contact.
That's like, fair. You need to figure this out and let your mom know stat.
I know. So anyways, I have no idea what I am. So I have no idea what I should be eating, right? So yes, basically, if you happen to know what you are, you remember what your little blood typing card thing told you and whatever grade it was, the idea is basically that certain blood types should be eating certain foods and should be avoiding other foods at all cost. And the language, of course, that he uses is not eat more of this and less of this. It's you should be eating this and all the things in this category are toxic. It's toxic for your blood. So if you are blood type A, you should be eating vegetables, fruits, grains, beans, legumes, nuts, and seeds. If you are blood type A, these foods are toxic for you, according to Dr. D. Dairy, meat, fish, poultry, eggs, and processed foods.
So protein.
Yes. Well, basically, if you're type A, you should be eating a vegetarian or a vegan diet, essentially, according to him. And processed foods. And of course, that's not defined in any way. You'll find that processed foods are, quote, toxic to all blood types. And then this is really funny. I found this chart where he also apparently recommends certain exercises for certain blood types.
Oh,
so if you're blood type A, hope you didn't have any dreams of becoming like a marathon runner or a swimmer or a soccer player, a football player, or literally any sport other than golf, because he claims that if you are blood type A, you should only do calming exercises like golf or yoga.
Oh, no cardio for us A types.
Nope, just keep that heart rate on down. So, Emily, do you feel like you follow his exercise guidance?
No, I'm training for a half right now. Maybe that's why it's so hard. Yes, and Marie also just watched me eat a yogurt and a cheese stick in the matter of 10 minutes. So yeah, I'm just filling myself with toxins.
Dr. D would not be pleased with you. Okay.
No.
That is blood type A. Blood type B, pretty similar to blood type A, but slightly less restrictive. So blood type B can eat vegetables, fruits, grains, beans, legumes, meat, poultry, fish, eggs, and dairy. And blood type B should not eat nuts, seeds, and processed foods. This is seems like almost a low fat-ish type diet. I don't know. I've never seen a diet that's like, you can eat most things except for nuts and seeds. That seems odd. We'll get into his rationale, which makes no sense later. But if you're blood type B, hope you like hiking, because you are allowed to do moderately intense exercise like walking, hiking, and tennis.
That's nice.
And I'm sure any legitimate tennis player will be giving the middle finger to Dr. D, being like, screw you with your moderate intensity.
Serena Williams is not being moderately intense out there, whacking the ball around.
Yeah, yeah, I believe her heart rate is up quite high when she's playing. Okay, blood type AB. So this is where I just feel like his logic flies right out the window, because you would think if you are both A and B that anything that is negatively reactive to A plus anything that's negatively reactive to B would be negative reactive to AB, right? Because what we're talking about with blood types is like these certain proteins that are sticking out on the outside of the red blood cell. And if you have AB, you have the proteins that are on both A and B. So you would think it would be like the most restrictive of the three, right?
Oh, yeah.
No, it's the most inclusive. It makes no sense. So it says foods on both type A and type B diets are okay, but a vegan diet is best most of the time.
What? Wait, so either eat whatever you want or be vegan.
Yeah, except they're told to avoid kidney beans, corn, beef, and chicken, and also processed foods.
Always.
So type AB may enjoy both calming and moderate intensity exercise. So basically what we're learning here is only type O is allowed to be professional athletes.
I would love to know the blood types of all the different, like, different athletes. I bet it's out there.
Well, it doesn't matter because all this is
good. I know. I'm just curious.
We're jumping to the end already. I think if anybody picked up on my tone from, like, the first sentence out of my mouth today, they could have already guessed that this is going to get a BS stamp, so.
Yeah, any proponents of the blood type diet have already shut off this podcast, so.
Right. Or they're, like, writing really mean reviews for us right now.
Yeah, exactly.
They're writing a strongly worded email.
We get a lot of those.
Okay, blood type O, you are allowed to eat meat, poultry, fish, olive oil, certain vegetables, certain nuts, certain seeds, and eggs. You are not allowed to eat dairies, grains, breads, pastas, rices, beans, or processed foods. So I have seen blood type O, that diet, be like basically saying this is a paleo diet, which if you look at the yeses and nos, it basically is. So basically, if you're blood type O, your optimal diet is the paleo diet, and you are allowed to do vigorous exercise like running. So, congratulations, blood type O's.
The ones who need the most carbs to do their exercise get the least carbs in their diet.
Right.
Aha.
I didn't even pick up on that. That's funny.
Interesting. Do you eat like this, Marie?
No.
You're not convinced?
I don't even know if I am blood type O, but no. So what is his rationale for this? Truly, I tried to look at his website and it is a mishmash. It is the most confusing website and there's not a lot of answers, but there are a lot of links to buy his things.
Good.
So what's interesting is a lot of what he references in this book goes back to lectins, which I had no idea was tied into this blood type diet, but it's a big component of it. If you guys go back to our Stephen Gundry book, The Plant Paradox episodes, we talk a lot about lectins. Basically, lectins, they're found in certain plant foods. People who are proponents of stuff like the blood typing diet and that are fans of Stephen Gundry and go along with what he says is that lectins are, quote, anti-nutrients, that they can block the absorption of certain nutrients. They can damage your cells. They cause damage in the body. Very briefly, there is no scientific evidence to show that lectins are harmful in humans, and it's sort of a moot point because anything that would contain lectins in quantities enough that it would even, like, affect us, we cook, and the process of cooking destroys the lectins. So that's mostly, like, beans. basically, the idea is that there are certain types of blood that if you eat lectins, the lectin itself will get into the bloodstream and will cause the agglutination of red blood cells. So what that is that's like clumping together of red blood cells. So that's basically his whole rationale. So generally speaking, it looks like if you have blood type A, lectins are fine. Like all of the foods that you're good to eat, it's basically a vegan diet. Lectins don't bother you. Blood type B, he seems to think that the lectins in nuts and seeds are going to cause this agglutination. So again, this clumping together of red blood cells. In blood type AB, he seems to forego all logic. If that was truly the case, right? Mm-hmm. And you had proteins on the red blood cells, if you're blood type B, that says like, hey, you know, if we come into contact with lectins, we're all going to bunch together. If you have blood type AB, that would also be the case. Right. Because you have both the proteins from type A and type B. But in type AB, you're good to eat nuts and seeds. So it doesn't make sense to me. But apparently kidney beans, like somehow the lectins of kidney beans in type AB are like all of a sudden a problem. And then in type O, these seem to be the most, I guess, lectin sensitive, if you will, according to him, because this is the one where basically you cannot eat any lectin-containing foods. So basically, like, the lectins cause the most agglutination, or again, the most clumping of red blood cells in blood type O. So that's basically, like, where all of this comes from. So then I was like, okay, you know, like, let's look into the research. Let's see, do we have anything that backs this way of eating at all? Summary of the literature? No. There's literally nothing backing this at all. Like, I couldn't find anything. There is not a single piece of literature that I found that had anything other than the conclusion of, like, the blood type diet is complete bullshit. Oh,
where do you think he even got this from then? Like, is he truly just making it all up?
I don't know. I mean, I could see it coming from a place of like, more just like a hypothesis. I could see it being a hypothesis. But as you'll see, he did nothing to try and prove that his theory is correct. And not only that, we'll get to this. He, like, in his website is fully like, I understand that there's no research backing what I'm saying.
No.
Yes.
Oh my God.
We're getting there.
Okay.
And so, like, and look, I'm not saying that at some point there's going to be evidence, and I think that there will be, like, we are getting to individualized medicine, right? I'm not saying that there's not going to be a diet at some point based off of your genetics, but there's no evidence that says that your blood type is what should be driving your diet. Okay, I'm going to go through some reviews that I found. So in 2013, there was a review. They looked at thousands of studies in this 2013 review to see if there was any evidence, good quality evidence, to show what you eat should be indicated by what your blood type is, and they did not find anything. The conclusion of that review was, no evidence currently exists to validate the purported health benefits of blood type diets. And this was pretty consistent across the literature, is regardless of which diet you were on, whether you're on diet A, diet B, diet AB, or diet O, people did tend to have better metabolic markers. But if you think about those diets, we've talked about all of them individually, right? Like, we've talked about a vegan diet and why some people find health benefits from that. Because when you turn to a vegan diet, you're eating a lot more plants, you're eating a lot less crap. Same thing with a paleo diet. Same idea. When you turn to a paleo diet, you're eating a lot more like unprocessed foods. You're actually eating exclusively unprocessed food. You're eating no crap, no junk food, right? When you're doing some sort of like mishmash in between of like the B and the AB diets, again, same thing. Most people, it has nothing to do with the foods that are, quote, allowed. And it has to do with the fact that now all of a sudden people aren't eating a lot of the crap that is in the Western American or standard American diet, right? And that was sort of the conclusion of this review. It was like, yes, every single, quote, blood type diet found cardiovascular benefits. However, it did not correlate to their blood type. So basically, while most participants, or like on average participants, found benefits from going on one of these four diets, it didn't matter what their blood type was. Like, it didn't match their blood type. It's not like if they were type O and they went on the type A diet, their health went to shit. And then when they went on the type O diet, like, they were super healthy all of a sudden again. It didn't matter which one of the four diets they went on, and it didn't matter what their blood type was. They all benefited.
See, That would be more impressive if they put all the O people on an A diet and they show like all this deterioration.
Right.
That's just not happening.
Right. It's not like they put an O person on an A diet and they're fine and their health improves.
Oh my goodness.
And then I think my favorite thing that I found was in 2018, there was a randomized controlled trial that was done specifically to either validate or debunk this specific book.
Oh.
Like, the point of the study was like, hey, remember when this book came out in 1996 and it's still super popular and we don't understand why because it doesn't make any sense? We're going to do a randomized controlled trial to see if what he's saying is true. And this was the conclusion. It says, the ABO genotype does not modify any association between blood type, diets, and biomarkers of cardiometabolic disease in overweight adults, suggesting that the theory behind this diet is not valid.
Ah, indeed. And I'm sure books are still being sold.
Oh, yeah. And again, I think the reason that people find success on this diet is not because they're matching their diet with their blood type. It's because any of these diets for most people is an improvement.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so now I want to get to Dr. D and his, what he considers science and evidence. Okay, this is like probably one of my favorite things that I found on his website. So there's a little tab. It's like, has my diet been debunked?
Oh.
So he's at least like admitting, hey, clearly, a lot of research has come out showing that this isn't true. He goes through one of the research articles that I just talked about. He goes through and tries to basically debunk that and say that it wasn't good. And he goes on this really complicated rant about like how he classifies certain foods and how the study classified certain foods. And it like didn't completely add up with like what his things were or whatever. So he basically was like, this study's null and void and doesn't prove anything. But then he's saying, in an attempt to justify why his diet has been debunked, he goes that the blood type diet theory is currently unproven by rigorous scientific study is not argued.
Ah,
okay. Let me say that again, that the blood type theory is currently unproven by rigorous scientific study is not argued. Hopefully in time, this can be rectified by studies which accurately and comprehensively prove or disprove the hypothesis. So he is literally admitting here, the blood type diet theory is currently unproven by rigorous scientific study. And he's not arguing with that. And he's hoping in the future studies are a more accurate representation of his actual diet. And then that will be a more comprehensive look of whether or not he's right. Here's my thing. My guy, you are the guy showing up saying, hey, I have this new theory that I'm saying is true. Guess what? You have to then show up with the evidence. The burden of proof is on you. When you are saying that the conventional wisdom around something is not true and the scientific consensus on something is not true, and you say that you have a new theory, but you have no science to back it up, it's not then up to the rest of the scientific community to prove you right or wrong. You have to prove your theory correct.
Right.
So he's literally saying like, hey, I'm acknowledging that there's literally no science that backs this up, but this one study trying to debunk me, I just don't feel like they did a really good job. It's like, dude, you need to bring the evidence to the table to prove that your theory is right. And you have not done that. And all of the evidence is showing that your theory is completely wrong.
Right. And that's the thing. If there wasn't any evidence showing that he was wrong, then it might just be, oh, this is an idea and we don't know if it's right or wrong, but like we know it's wrong. So it's not going to be proven that it's right. That's just not going to happen.
Right. And he's trying to be like, oh, all these things debunking me, you know, they're just like not really high quality studies. It's like, okay, where are the high quality studies showing that your theory is correct?
Right.
Because by the way, I tried to find it because there was like a little, the science tab. And I was like, okay, here's where he's going to like cite a bunch of mouse studies, you know, or something like that. Oh, it's even worse than that. Oh my God. Okay. So when you go to, so I'm on his website and he goes science and then it goes scientific basis. So this is his scientific basis for what he's doing. All it is a infographic copyright him.
No.
There are no studies. Oh, and a link to buy his book. There are no studies. Yeah, it's basically just like a graphic of like how the different blood types work and how supposedly they could respond differently to different foods. By him. Copyright 2015, Peter D'Amato, or whatever his name is. Why is that so hard to say? Diadmo. Peter Diadmo. That is his evidence. His evidence is his own infographic with no citations.
I'm also like not surprised because he straight up says there is no science to back it up. So how are you going to have the science tab?
Right. Okay. So we like to look into, is there any harm to doing any of these diets? And I would say in general, no. Like the diets he's recommending is like a vegan diet, a paleo-esque diet, or like a balanced diet, frankly, for blood type AB. It's just like a normal balanced diet without a lot of processed foods in it. None of those are dangerous. I do think if you go into them without any nutrition background and then all of a sudden you just stop eating certain foods because Dr. D tells you to, you might be missing out on certain micronutrients. Don't worry, though. If you're following the blood type diet, Dr. D encourages that you buy from his own line of supplements based off of what your blood type is. So he's got supplements based off of your blood type, based off of what nutrients you're not going to be getting, based off of what he tells you not to eat.
Oh, my gosh.
And if you're unsure of your blood type, don't worry. You can buy a blood type test from him.
This is just crazy. The amount, I'm sure he's made a ton of money off of this, which is so upsetting.
Yeah. So, yeah. I have come to the end of the blood type diet. Thoughts?
Oh my gosh. Yes. I mean, I think they've all already been said, but it's just another book, right? Every book that we've done on this podcast or looked into has been written by a doctor. Is he a medical doctor?
It says that he is a naturopathic doctor.
But you see doctor and people immediately trust this person. And they say, well, you know, they know what they're talking about. They know how to heal people. And this is straight up someone taking advantage of the public, putting out information they cannot prove to be true. In fact, they straight up say there is no evidence, but people don't care because people like this would be very straightforward if all it took was just check out your blood type and then you'll know what to eat. But it's just not that easy.
I honestly didn't even write down pros and cons.
I mean, I guess think we've said them all.
Pros, the harmfulness of the advice is more just like making people think that certain foods that aren't toxic are, and you know, encouraging you to spend money on his website and his products. But like the diet advice itself is not harmful in that if you do go vegan or if you do a paleo version or whatever, like, you know, he's not saying like eat 1200 calories a day, which like can cause harm.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's encouraging like unprocessed foods and whatever. But I mean, yeah, this whole idea, there is not only no evidence to back this up, but there is evidence to show like, hey, we've tested this and it seems to not be true, like multiple studies, multiple literature reviews. And yet still he's out there being like, I know that there's no evidence to support this, but it's only because the evidence trying to debunk me isn't very good. And it's like, again, you have to bring the evidence if you're the one with the theory or the claim.
Right.
That was the blood type diet.
Oh, gosh. It's just, yeah, I feel like right from the start. It was doomed from the start, but lots of good laughs in this one. Awesome. Well, thanks for listening. And as always, if anyone has any thoughts or comments, questions, or suggestions on topics for episodes, you know how to reach out to us. And if you want to get healthy without having to know your blood type and follow some arbitrary guidelines that don't have any scientific backing, we are here for you. We got you. We like science. We listen to science. So if you're interested in, you know, nutrition coaching one-on-one, Marie and I both do that. So if you're interested in learning more, go to our website, rdsversusbs.com, click the Work With Us page. But until next time, I'm Emily.
And I'm Marie.
And don't let the BS get the best of you.